Blog Talk Radio.
Listening to the digital meet and greet. I'm Jonathan Coleman, some guy named Jay. You know how we do. That single that you just heard was from Kay Davis, the Hitman, and that song was titled Doug Fresh, produced by the legendary Dougie Fresh, who was his uncle. You know, and we're going to have him on in just a bit so he can talk about the single, talk about his future, talk about all his plans he has for 2022. But let's go on ahead and bring on the host. And, okay, here we go. JT. JT.
Yo, what up, man? What up?
Yeah.
What's going on, bro?
Oh, yeah, I'm just, you know, we're just doing a show, how we do.
No doubt, no doubt, man. Definitely excited to be on the digital meet and greet, man, holding it down, doing what we do when we come on. Another dope show on deck for sure.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Always an honor and a pleasure. I just want to say, Sharika, if you're streaming, press 1. If you're having a hard time, just let us know. Okay, there she is. Sharika.
Hello, good evening.
Hello, good evening. Are you all ready
good
for
evening,
tonight?
JT. Yes, I'm more excited for tonight.
Yes, yes. Oh, yeah, I'm excited as well. I mean, you know, it's late. We're
yeah.
excited even if the
That's okay.
don't sound like we. Yeah. Yeah.
That's okay. We'll park up. Everybody, you know, I'm energized. I don't know. You know, I feel a lot of energy today. So I still have quite a bit.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. True indeed. True indeed. Oh, yeah. How y'all like the record?
Me, I think it's nice. I really listened to it. I listened to it a couple of times, actually, because I was trying to think if it had a flute in there, and I think I heard one. But also, too, I noticed that it's more catered to the ladies, which I like. It could be a good, like, summer anthem for the ladies or just something to bop to while you're in the club. So I liked it.
That's right, girl. Ciao.
Yep. Oh, yeah. What you think, JT? JT?
Is JT there?
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, it might have some audio issues, but it's all good. You know, we don't go on because it's ready. We go on because it's 2 o'clock. It's 9 o'clock and it's
yeah.
10,
I was
man.
On mute, man.
Yeah.
I was on mute. Yeah, I was bobbing my head to the track, man. The track is dope, and I mean, I was feeling the whole thing. I ran it back a couple of times myself, and you know, it's great, man. Again, I'm thankful. My ears think for just listening to, you know, great music, dope music. So I appreciate that.
Oh, yeah. True indeed. True indeed. And for everybody that's tuned in, if you're just now tuning in now and you didn't get a chance to hear the record that we played at the beginning, you know, the Doug Fresh record by Kay Davis the Hitman, the nephew of the legendary Dougie Fresh, you could also go to Spotify and check it out and play it back on all music streaming, Spotify on all music streaming platforms. And you can also go to www.kdavisthehitman.com. All right. Let's go on ahead and bring OK Davis so we could tell us about the record and we asked him some questions and all of that. Also, if you want to talk to him yourself, we'll take calls from you as well. Let's get our questions out first. So if you're streaming from your phone, all you got to do is just press 1. If you're streaming from your phone, all you got to do is press 1 and we'll bring you on. If you're streaming from an app or a third-party website or a link or anything like that, and you don't have the number in front of you, that number is 929-477-3872, and then press 1, and we'll bring you on. We're talking to Kay Davis, the Hitman, and you'll be talking to him too. So let's go ahead and bring him on so we can talk to him. Kay Davis.
Yeah, yeah, what's good, y'all?
Yeah.
Hello.
How's it going?
Okay, how are you?
Just doing a show.
I'm doing good. I'm just in grind mode. You know me, forever grind. You know,
mm-hmm.
Got to keep the car moving, man.
Yes, true indeed.
And I want to appreciate y'all. I want to appreciate y'all for filling the record, man, because it means a lot. That record is coming from a different part of my heart. You know.
Oh yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, hey, true indeed, man. It's a dope record.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. And we're not saying that because we got your own. We rocking with it, you know?
I know. I feel the energy. The energy is beautiful in the room today.
Oh, yes. Indeed. Oh, yeah. Well, mm-hmm. We're going to tag team the questions. Then we're going to bring on some callers to talk to you as well. So, yeah, well, actually, before we get into the Q&A, Kay Davis, tell us a little bit about who you are. You know, I mean, I know we shot you out as Dougie Fresh's nephew, but, you know, you got your own mm-hmm. rich history of your own. So tell the people about yourself.
Well, my name is Kay Davis, the Hitman now. I used to be called Manson Bates. Started out from the South Bronx, New York City. I was part of a group called The Hoods. I ran through a couple of record labels, Motown, ran through Bad Boy, International Bad Boys, D-Dot Music, slash actor as well, but the music took off a little faster than the acting thing. I put out like 25 albums from 2014 to 2019, 25 albums. I wanted to see if I could do it. It was previous work is more. Songwriter, I wrote a lot of songs with Doug, a lot of songs with him, and I'm like, I'm basically more of like a mentor to upcoming artists as well. And I've been doing that since I was young, like just talking to different people, like a street preacher. Because, you know, it's about God first before we do anything else. So I make sure I keep that in my vocabulary. And I've been around the world a couple of times, man. I'm very humble, very humble. I never let the game, you know, some artists get on and they get arrogant. And, nah, I don't do that because, you know, this could go away immediately if you get like that. So I try to remain humble. I talk to everybody if possible. You know, that's just me. I'm a down-to-earth person, man. I be myself at all times.
Oh, yeah, true indeed, man. Yeah, and we can definitely feel it, man. I've been dealing with you, you know, helping you with the record and everything and the publicity, man, and you are, you know, you're a humble dude, you know. It's not, you know, hey, what we doing? It ain't none of that energy. It's a, hey, you know, hey, how can we make this pop? What we doing? You know what I mean? And it's just a honor and a pleasure, rocking with you.
I appreciate it, man, for real. You know, you don't get too many good people in the world that really see your vision and feel your energy and see what you're trying to do. They want you to do what they want you to do. First and foremost, you gotta have a plan and a vision to aim at. You know, most artists is throwing the dart aimlessly, trying to hit the bullseye. That's why it's taken me so long to fulfill my obligations to God and to my mission that He put me here to do. Because I'm taking my time with it. No matter, age don't matter when it comes to music. Music don't age. Music is timeless. So I try to put the right music out. Like, you know, I used to put out a lot of hardcore music, but that's not me. I like to party. I want the women to feel good. Because without the women feeling good, the men feel bad. So I think about both people. You know, I try to keep everybody's energy level correct and keep it positive as much as I can.
Oh, yeah, true indeed. Got to have that balance.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. Well, I'm gonna pass the mic to the host. You know, they're going to pass it back and forth. And then we're going to, you know, open up the phone lines for the people that are streaming that want to ask you some questions and chop it up with you as well.
Okay.
All right. Okay. You know, the there you go. The mic is on the table. Y'all.
Ladies first. Ladies first.
Hi. Thank you so much, JT. How are you, Kay Davis? It's Sharika.
How you doing, Ms. Sharika? I'm doing pretty good today. I'm glad I'm alive.
That's all. That's all you could wish for, right?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
So, I love the song, by the way. So,
wow.
Immediately when I listened to it the first time, I heard a flute in there. Is there a flute in there? Any instrumental?
Yes, it is. It's a hidden flute. They made the flute into it turned the flute into like a main part of the song because it's catchy. And then, one of them Arabic kind of things going on.
Definitely. I definitely sense that. Yeah. That's what kind of like caught my ear a little bit because I'm like a beats person. So I like to listen to the instrumental first before I start listening to the words. But definitely the words are something that you can bang out to for partially myself because I still like to go out, still like to listen to different genres of music. And this is definitely a ladies vibe. This is something that you can, you know, get your ladies, go out, have a good time, and you want to hear something, you know, you want to hear something hot. So I like this a lot.
Mm-hmm. And I want you to dance to it. That's why I said, I took the eagle from Nelly. I know, you know, Nelly cool. And I borrowed the eagle because in the hip industry, you can borrow things. You got to borrow it. I steal it. I borrowed it. Made sure he got
right.
His props for it because he created it. And I mixed Doug's dance with it. So you're doing two dances for one. So like you're having fun. You're doing an eagle and you're doing a duck fresh.
Right.
So I want you to just on the floor and just go crazy with it.
Yeah, yeah. I liked it. I liked it. It's definitely something that I would like to hear in the club, especially, you know, summertime and everybody's, you know, now that COVID is starting to lift a little and everybody's starting to, you know, be a little bit more relaxed. This is something that, you know, would be a nice summertime song. Like, you know, you can hear it in the club and it could, you know, pop a lot for everybody that's listening. But I wanted to get into, like, a little bit more of, like, how you, like, first started and, like, you knew you wanted to do music. Like, what inspired you?
What inspired me was definitely Doug, like, because like I could break it down real briefly, like, and my father is Doug's brother, so it was five kids. It was my Aunt Carmen, my father Roger, my Aunt Dawn, Doug, which is Douglas, and my Uncle Shaka. I was the first child born out of all the kids. It was just me alone. So I used to watch him go down to my grandmother's house in 123rd Street, Manhattan Avenue, when he was like 84, and I was a kid. And I would watch everybody get around him, and he's doing the beats and everything, and he would take me on block parties, and I want to do this. And it just, I don't know where it came from, but one day he took me to a show and let me hold the mic, and he just said, hold the mic, just hold it. Don't do nothing, hold it. I guess he had to go do something. And I just started rapping on the mic. Rapping. He said, oh, shit, that was you rapping? And I always had a strong voice, like a loud. I was a little tiny skinny dude with a loud, bold voice. So they was like, that voice coming out of you? I'm like, damn. So then from there, I seen the crowd reaction, and I was getting pats on the backs, and, you know, I was a little dude. Hugs and the roar from the crowd made me go crazy. Like, damn, I could do this shit, and I could make this be a job. I watched him get money off of it and take care of the family, so why can't I do it? And then he was, you know, Doug been in my ear as I was growing up. Like, this is your legacy. This is what you're going to do. And I was raised around it, like, from the beginning.
Okay.
Like, literally. There was no internet. We was out there on the street giving out flyers and picket signs, and I was meeting people that I loved, like Tupac. Met him, and I was cool with him. I was hanging out with him all the time. And I watched him do it, and I watched him get real big real fast. So it just made me want to do it. Between him, Doug, and Smooth B from Nice and Smooth, that was it.
Yeah.
I got turned out quick.
Yes.
Turned
so
out.
You decided that this is something that you just love and you just had to do it.
Had in the mirror with the brush, rapping EPMD song. I thought that was Parrish Smith. All kinds of stuff. Yeah, I was doing it.
Oh, okay. So for you, like, was there, like, okay, you knew you wanted to do it, right? So you had in your mind, you're amped up, you're ready, you're hungry at this point.
Mm-hmm.
So was there, like, a little bit of pressure that you, like, felt from, like, your uncle being Doug and, you know, you wanted to make it and you just wanted to, you know, you wanted to also, you know, show him that you could do it, but you wanted to prove it to yourself? Like, how was that? Did you feel a lot of pressure from that?
No pressure at all, because, I mean, it was no pressure for me because I knew once I cut my first record, I was, like, 14, and I heard that record back and I played it for everybody in the Bronx and they got the same reaction. It was no pressure. Only pressure I might have is to keep the sharpness and to keep the records where they're supposed to be and to keep me comfortable in the media's eye. I don't want to do nothing wrong. I used to be a bad dude. I ain't going to lie to y'all. I used to be out there in the streets to get money. I was one of those dudes, but I always had a good side. So basically it's like the pressure just comes from being his nephew, and he got kids, my cousins, and We gotta live up to that expectation of being who this guy really is. I really never knew how great he was till a few years ago, when he won that Grammy, and I'm like, oh shit, this nigga right here is, and these folks out there in Beverly Hills are like, yeah, Dougie, we love Dougie. They don't know nobody, they know who he is. I said, oh man, you know, this generation still know who this guy is, and this guy's been out since '84. This guy gotta be something special to somebody, so. That's the only pressure I got, just to live up to his name.
Okay. So, you know, growing up and you were around so many different amazing artists and you just seeing that this is something that you would like to do and you love, like, what other artists, like, do you see yourself working with, like, male and female?
Special Ed. I like Special Ed. Female-wise, I was a big... Excuse me, y'all. I was a big Pointer Sisters fan. Like, I don't know why. Like,
Nice.
Dope to me. Yeah, Pointer Sisters, Pat Benatar. I was loving, you know, I love Madonna. Rappers, Stephasonic was dope to me. I love Kwame because he was different. I like anybody that's different. If you're different and you got your own style and your own way of doing things, that's what I like about you. Because I don't like people like that's the same. Like this era of music, I love y'all. I know the respect to y'all. But everything sounds the same. And I just can't deal with it. It's like, I can't do it. I go to the club and it sounds like one long record. One long record. Same auto tunes, same flow, same bop, same jumping around. Like, this is not hip hop. It's not culture. It's whatever y'all doing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're just going to pass the mic to JC for a little while so he can ask you some questions. You know, I don't want to take over too much because I got to get to the spicy stuff.
Hey. No, you good. I'm just going to flow and kick it for a minute. K. David, for it, man. First and foremost, congratulations for bringing and putting out dope music. My ears are thanking you tremendously because some of this stuff that's out now is killing my ears, killing my hearing, killing my sound. Love to hear sonically delicious stuff. Let me start my segment by asking you, what keeps that fire burning? What keeps you motivated to keep cranking out great music?
That's a beautiful question. I got to answer that question correctly. It keeps it burning because I didn't fulfill my mission yet. And I feel like every time I get to the point where I think the mission is almost complete, it's not. And I feel like I want to make it to the point where I could be called great one day. Great. I could be called a trendsetter. And the fire comes because I feel like every time when I make a record and I hear the record, I don't want to hear it no more. I want to hear the next record. So I don't know if it's a gift or a curse. My grandmother told me it's a gift or a curse. God bless their soul. When I make a record in the studio and I'm hyped up in the studio, we all hyped up. I leave the studio, I don't want to hear that record no more. I don't even play it no more. I want to hear the next record. So I can't stop recording. The fire comes within. Like, I feel like I got it as a mission. I got to record as much as I can record until I'm in the ground. I love to hear myself on the mic. You know, I love to hear my voice. I don't know, it just sounds, you know, different than what I look. So that's like amazing to me. And that's the fire right
there. No doubt.
The fire just keep going.
Mm-hmm. And that energy, man, that energy is infectious, and that energy is why your music hits the way it does, and it hits different. And that's one of the things that I love to hear. And let me plug, man, we're on the Digital Meet and Greet. I'm also co-founder of Big Woo Radio. And so when you get an opportunity, my man, any tracks that you got out that you want spent on the radio, we'd be more than honored to spend them on our radio.
I appreciate that, man. And Doug Fresh Track is what I'm moving right now. I feel like that's something that, you know, something I had a dream about that record. And then my brother, my other brother, he said, yo, let's do a record called Doug, I'm on my Doug Fresh. I said, Joe, I just had a dream about that record. And then Doug said, I got an idea for you. He said, you know, you should create the Dougie over and make a new version of it because, you know, everybody doing kill 'em up records, just change up a little bit. And it kept coming to me from different people who wasn't even around me. So I feel like it's special. And the guy that made the beat is 16 years old. He's 16 years old making a beat like that. I said, wow.
Wow, that's dope.
Wow. Yeah, and then, you know, I'm giving a young guy a chance to live his dream out, you know, as a producer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No doubt.
Yeah, you know,
let me ask you a little bit about the strength of your faith. How do you incorporate that in your everyday life?
Say it one more time, the strength of my faith?
Yeah, how do you incorporate that into your life? Because I heard you in the earlier part of the interview talk about your faith and talk about, you know, how you apply that to your life. Tell our audience a little bit about that.
Well, I pray every day. I pray every morning and I pray every night. And basically, I incorporate in my life every second of my life because I had situations where I wouldn't have been here. I did some time, you know. And I came out, and I think God preserved me in the way that he wanted to see me. And I believe that when I walk with God, it's a better walk, you know, yeah. And it feels more comfortable. And at one point, you know, I was kind of angry. I felt like the Lord wasn't really shining on me like he wanted to, but it ain't what you want. Yeah. It's when it's supposed to be given to you. You can't say, Lord, mm-hmm. I want this now. No, it's when he wants to give it to you. And I understand that God always reacts when he thinks it's right for you to have it, as long as you keep him yeah. in your heart. And faith is a big part of my life because, if I don't, you know, faith is making everything come to light. Some people don't have faith, so they move on real fast. I'm not moving on ever till this explodes.
I just thank the Lord,
man. The Lord is a beautiful thing.
Definitely thank the Lord for you and for your life. And I will say this, everything yes, that you're doing right opinion. Now is on God's timing. You're praise flowing and elevating just as he would have it to be. And so you keep walking and taking them steps, my brother. And you'll
yes,
continue
brother,
to see yourself
you.
Elevate in all
yes,
the successes
Lord.
That he got for you. And trust and believe, your name has already been spoken in places you ain't even stepped foot in. And that's just a little taste of what it's going to be, man, when you come all the way full circle. So you keep striving for them stars. And you keep pushing on that grind, bro. And I guarantee you everything that you've ever dreamed of and more will be in your atmosphere.
Yes, that's right. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
So I'm gonna finish my segment with this last question. If you can
okay.
put a message out right now to the youth, young ladies, young men, what would be your message to them?
My message to the youth now is to please learn, feed your brain with knowledge, because without knowledge, all the rapping and all of the success you have won't be nothing if you don't understand what words and diction mean, because the industry is about, it's mainly 99% business, 1%, a 0.5% pleasure. 0.5% show, 0.5% pleasure, 99% business is politics. Now, I need y'all youth to stop killing each other because, you know, you're killing and killing and killing and you're promoting these naked women. It's all good, but you got to think about the younger generation who don't need to see that. Let them grow up and be their own self, you know. And a lot of these kids need to go back to school and get a GED, get your master's. Even though you rap and you got all this money, that money ain't going to be here forever. Look at MC Hammer. It went away. And he was the biggest, richest star in the world. So you understand that this thing right here is temporary. It's not a forever thing. And I advise you guys to learn the business. Because if you don't know the business, you're rapping, and you're not going to get your worth if you don't know the business, fellas, ladies. And stop degrading our women. I mean, I used to do that, but degrading your women is a wrong thing because, you know, in this world, I don't want to be long-winded, in this world, the women create the world. They make the world go round. They bear kids for us. They take care of household. They are partners. And then it's like, you know, you got to make them feel welcome and feel pleasurable with their life as well. So if you could just do me a favor, some of the young guys, tone down a little bit, just a tiny bit on the disrespect to the women. So you just shouldn't do that. And once more again, get an education and try to groom your mind, your mental. You lose your mental, that's it. You're done. If you're dumb and you can't read or write or know these contracts, your manager might not be the manager for you. So if he's reading everything, you don't know what he's reading because you can't read it. So learn it yourself, brothers and sisters, and get knowledge. Still be a big star and still have degrees.
True, true. What wisdom, man. We appreciate it. Straight from the man, from the source himself, my man K. Davis, the hit man. So now, on the strength of that right there, I'm going to pass it back to my tag team partner, Miss Sharika Steve.
Thank you, JT. And thank you so much, K. Davis. I mean, that was really, really nice. You know, the message is out there, but you also, I like the fact that you touched on a little bit of everything, you know, violence towards everyone, you know, just respecting ourselves and women, just, you know, being more conscious, being more aware, being more educated, you know, just everything. Your message was very clear and concise, and I hope just hope that they can, you know, turn it down a little bit also on, like, you know, the women and just everything like that. Focus more on the music, because that's what people really, really aspire to listen to, is the music and the messages that they have to, you know, send out to everybody. You know, so thank you so much for that.
And you know something I want to say real fast, too, because now my mind is running. You know, I feel like this. When it comes to women, female rappers, I love them. They're aggressive. They're lyrical. They're beautiful, 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 beautiful creatures. We all creatures, right? And but one thing about it I don't like for some of them is, like, you don't have to be so straight. Like, you know, you're sucking a penis and you're riding it and you're butt naked. And all that right there is just the devil's realm. I understand that you're trying to make money, but we have too much of that. Lil' Kim didn't cover that. Lil' Kim and Foxy Brown and them covered that long time ago. So I feel like, you know, the labels are pushing them, these black and Hispanic females, to take off all their clothes and talk about sucking and effing all day long. And if that's what they want to do, it, then to each his own. But I feel like, you know, what happened to the Queen Latifahs and the MC Lights and the ones that was just spitting with clothes on and still making their presence felt with a full outfit on? Queen Latifah had a whole dashiki on, making noise.
She did.
I was on tour with Latifah and Digital Underground back in the days when Doug was on the Public Enemy tour, and I watched her every night for 6 months with a dashiki on, killing it.
Yeah. Yes.
So,
Now wait a minute, girl.
I'm trying to tell you.
Sorry about that. I clicked the wrong sound effect.
Nah.
I was doing the clap.
That got me excited. I mean, listen, we all can talk together, and I love it. At the same time, I can still hear y'all. You know, I'm multitasking. Is amazing.
Wrong one.
You know? Yeah, multitasking is amazing. I could do like 50 things at one time and still remember what I did the first time. I taught my mind how to move that way, you know. And I just want to get across. I don't want to hurt nothing I'm saying to these labels. I'm not stopping y'all business, but you know, if you try something different, it'll be a different way, because the industry, the hip hop game, is on life support to me, because it's nothing changing, it's nothing escalating, it's nothing growing. It's just the same old dead tired thing. So when I did Doug Fresh, I wanted to show that it's cool to party, it's cool to dance, it's cool to just be yourself, and you can still be that street character or that street dude you want to be. But when you go to a party, it's to have fun. What happened to fun in the industry and still make money? When Rob Bass came with It Takes Two, you was dancing around a club. You wasn't trying to kill nothing, but you still was dancing, getting money, popping bottles, jewelry, fur coats on, British walkers on. You know what I'm saying? You know, in my era, like, we was fly. I was born in the Bronx, but I was raised in Harlem. We was always fly. BBS was on the rims and drop tops and all that, rabbits. You know, so we was partying. That's what the game is lacking and missing. That's why the hip-hop industry is going through a drought, because it's lacking party.
Right.
Everything is a gangster. You want to be a gangster, gangster, gangster. All the gangsters I know are dead. Or they in a storybook. You ain't no real gangster, because you ain't gonna go on the record talking about you killing 50 people, and you just gave yourself away.
Right.
See,
right.
Real gangsters don't talk. I come from an era where I know real gangsters. My father's a gangster, and we don't talk. We keep it quiet. You know, we party, have fun in the club, treat all the women in the club with body. We want to drink, buy everybody in the club drinks. You know, open the door for the ladies. I mean, you gotta be respectful. And then you'll get back what you need to get, that good energy, and you'll get people loving you. That's why I love Tupac, because even though we talk a lot of trash, he still gave respect and honor to the women.
Right. See? And on that note, I just wanted to ask if we had any callers, so that way anybody could call in and talk to you and just chop it up and, you know, ask a few questions, or just, you know, congratulate you on your music and your new single coming out.
All right. Let's go ahead and take some calls. Again, if you're streaming from your phone, all you got to do is just press 1, and we'll bring you on. We're talking to Kay Davis, the Hitman, nephew of Dougie Fresh, who also produced his current single, Doug Fresh. We'll play it again for the people that didn't get a chance to hear it. We're going to go ahead and take those calls now. If you're streaming from an app or a third-party website or a link or anything like that, and you don't have the number in front of you, that number is 929 877-377-3872, and then press 1, and we'll bring you on. All right, let's go ahead and take this first set of callers. Caller in the 810-727, you're on the air. Who is this?
What up? It's PJ Dakota here in Flint, Michigan. How y'all doing?
Yes.
All right.
PJ Dakota.
Yes.
Yeah. You recently had him on the show.
I sure did. He was on my show to say what show, and I just wanted to come and support him on this interview and tell Kay, yeah, man, keep doing your thing. I love the song. I love the message that you're giving. Just keep it up, man.
Hey, I appreciate it, man. I had a great time on your show, too. We definitely got to do it again, you know. Definitely got to do it again.
Thank you. Anytime you hit me up, man, we just talk away for sure. And
hey, let's go.
Definitely. Yeah, no doubt. And to the digital meet and greet, to was it James? Let me get this right. Is it Sharika?
Yes.
Did I say it right? Yep. And Jonathan,
yes.
You guys, I love the platform. I love what you guys do for these artists. Thank you, and continue doing it. I wish you guys all much more success.
Thank you.
Oh yes, thanks. Yes,
for sure.
Yes. Oh, now PJ, before you go, you wanna plug your upcoming single that you have as well coming out soon?
Oh, for sure, you guys. You can go and download the new single. It's called Devil Is a Liar. It comes out Friday, April 29th on all platforms. You guys just type in PJ Dakota or Devil Is a Liar. You'll see it. Yeah, thanks for the opportunity to plug that.
Definitely. I'm going to get that.
Oh, yeah.
You already know support is here, baby. Go.
Thank you.
Definitely. Well, we're going to definitely keep the lines going. Thank you for that, PJ Dakota. We're going to go on to the next caller. Caller in the 240-565. You're on the air. Who is this?
Hey, what's up? This is Lil Chemical. How you doing, Jay? JT, everybody else.
Hey,
yes, Slow Chemical. Yes, how you doing?
Hey.
We just had him on the week before.
Yeah, I'm fantastic. I honestly just wanted to show support. The brother showed me support a couple weeks ago. Appreciate it. Jay sent me a bunch of your music. I messed with it. I like your message, and hope to hear more, and many blessings to you, man.
Thank you. I appreciate it, man. It's a blessing, man. You definitely got it going on yourself. We got to collaborate on something and turn the world out, man. Definitely.
I'm finding the right thing. Trust me, I'm finding the right thing for sure. I've been thinking about it since you came on my little stream. So keep me in mind. I'll keep you in mind, man.
Always. Mr. Coleman is a plug, man. We're going to definitely work, make some beautiful music, and we're going to change the world. That's it.
For sure, man, for sure. But anyway, that's all I'm here to do. I don't want to plug nothing. I just want to support you like you supported me. I definitely appreciate it. Y'all be safe and have a great night.
Yeah. Blast your single out.
All right.
Tell them where to find your single, man.
Huh?
Tell them where to find your music at, man. It's a family show. Tonight.
Oh, man. I appreciate that. It's on all streaming platforms. Kill the Messenger. I call it the Unintentional Album. It's out right now everywhere. I appreciate the feedback everybody's given me. I appreciate everyone who has supported already. Who's on it? You know, got myself on it. Got Jonathan Nestor on it. Fuego Flames. I appreciate it, man. Y'all be safe.
Go cop a single, y'all.
Definitely.
Support, man.
Right. Yes. Definitely get it. Kill a Messenger.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yes. Get it. All streaming platforms. Slow Chemical. Definitely thank you for showing up. We appreciate it. And yeah, we're gonna take some more calls. Take you all with some claps. Oh, I don't know why the sound effect. Oh, there we go. All right. Whoever that caller was in the 919, if you're still streaming, you're welcome to call back. For anybody that's streaming from your phone, all you got to do is just press 1. If you're streaming from your phone, all you have to do is just press 1, and we'll bring you on. We're talking to Kay Davis, the Hitman, about his single, Doug Fresh, produced by his uncle, Dougie Fresh. So join the conversation, talk to him. If you're streaming from an app or a third-party website or a link or anything like that, and you don't have the number in front of you, that number is 929-477-3872, and then press 1, and we'll bring you on. So if you're streaming from any of these apps that you could get it on, just call in 929-477-3872, and then press 1. We're talking to Kay Davis, the Hitman, nephew of Dougie Fresh, you know, and we're talking about his single, Doug Fresh. This is produced by Dougie Fresh. So, so if you're streaming from your phone, just press 1. Just press 1, and we'll bring you on. All right, well, we got a lot of people streaming, but, you know, a lot of people want to. And I just want to say, get out of my inbox, y'all. Call into the show. Hey, Jay, I make beats. Could you tell Aunt, call in? Tell them yourself, all right? Stay out of my inbox. Get out of my stuff. Call into the show and talk to them directly. All right. Kay Davis, now what we have coming up after the Dougie Fresh? I know you're going to push this single all this year, you know, but mm-hmm. What's next, though?
I got this record called Dead Ass to the
single.
Floor. Oh, no, I got a few things. Yeah, Dead Ass to the Floor. It's basically like Doug Fresh, but it's more of a it's a bounce party record, and I got a record called Return to Cali. Return to Cali is basically when I went to Cali, I had a good experience, so I feel like writing about it. I went to the malls, and I, you know, hooped the hoop with people out there playing ball, and I talked about it. It's like, you know, I'm going back to Cali record. It's like a dedication record to California. I got a record called The Diamond. That's another one. I got a record called The You. And another record is called Listen, and that's like my love ballad to the women. It ain't a love ballad, but it's a hip-hop joint, but it's so deep where I'm just letting you know how I feel about y'all as women, embracing y'all to keep being independent and being strong. See, I'm a type of rapper where I went from battling my whole entire life. So I made a transition to be who I really wanted to be. And I was like Doug. I wanted to be like him a whole lot. I just didn't know how to be like him but be myself. And then I just found it. You know, I rap for the women because that's who buys the record. That's who really goes to clubs. You know, I rap for dudes too, but I rap for the women because that's the ones that more listen to it and take heed to it more. The dudes just want to hear what they want to hear. But when you go to a club and you go to a show, you got the women in the audience. And that's the one that's partying with you. That's the one that's dancing around with you. And whatever the women like, the dudes like. So you got to weigh it out. So I got a movie coming out as well called L.A. The Set. I'm in the Blade movie that's coming out too. I'm in the Blade movie, y'all. I'm in the beginning, a good amount of time. And that's a Marvel joint. And, I'm in that.
Oh, yeah. We're going to talk.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Kay Davis, after you plug the upcoming movie, I want to get there's some callers that's blinking in on and off on here, so I wanted to hurry up and slide them through right quick. But okay, definitely. All right, let's get these next set of callers in. Thank you all for being patient. Caller in the 760-514. You're on the air. Who is this?
Hey. This is Tamara Love, and I was calling for Kay Davis. I love that Doug Fresh. I'm from California. He came to our area in Victorville, and he rocks the club. So I just want to tell you, I love what you're doing. I love that you're keeping your family members' legacy. You're doing it. It's amazing. That joint is hot, and I appreciate you. I hope to see you again soon. Love, Chang.
Great. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. All right. That's what's up. And remember, keep Doug freshin', y'all. Keep Doug freshin'.
Yes. We are definitely loving the Doug Fresh on the West Coast. Well, have a good evening.
I appreciate that. Thank you. That's a
thanks.
Great look.
Thanks for calling in.
Okay, thanks.
Definitely. Let's go ahead and take some more calls. Definitely for that. Whoever was in the 336, just give us a call back. Like I say, y'all be patient with us. We're going to get everybody that's calling in. So if you're streaming from your phone, all you have to do is just press 1, and we'll bring you on. We're talking to Kay Davis, the Hitman. Again, if you're streaming from your phone, all you have to do is just press 1, and we'll bring you on. If you're streaming from an app or a third-party website or a link or anything like that, and you don't have the number in front of you, that number is 929-477-3872, and then press 1, and we'll bring you on. Again, if you're streaming from an app or a third-party website or a link, and you need time to go get a pen and pad to write the number down right quick or put it in your phone right quick, that number is 929-477-3872, and then press 1. We're talking to Kay Davis, the Hitman, nephew of Dougie Fresh, and we're talking about his new single, Doug Fresh, that he has out right now, produced by Dougie Fresh. All right, let's go ahead and take some more phone calls. Caller in the 980-417, you're on the air. Who is this?
How y'all doing? I just want to tap in and listen to the podcast. I wanted to give a shout out to my artist, Kay Davis, who's on y'all podcast tonight. So I just want to chime in.
Rob,
yes.
Man, how you
Rob.
Doing?
Rob.
So right. How y'all doing tonight?
All right.
Yeah, we doing great. It's the road manager, right?
Yes, yes, indeed.
Definitely.
Yes, indeed.
Definitely. How's it like working with Kay Davis?
You know what? It's been a blessing. You know, we put the time and energy in. Sometimes you got to put God first and let the you know, let God open up doors for you. You know what I'm saying? So it's been a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to keep on dreaming and keep climbing.
That's it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We got so much work to do, man, with so much stuff coming up.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Before we go to the next caller, Rob, is there anything else you want to hit us with? Anything else you want to say?
No. Oh, no, that was about it. I just want to, you know, give my artist his flowers for the night, and that'll be it. So I just want to chime in for a second and kind of fall back and listen to the rest of the interview, and that's about it.
Good, good. Definitely thank you for calling in, Rob.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Yeah. Appreciate you. All right, let's go ahead and take some more calls. You're welcome to do it. You know, Kay Davis, the Hitman, he's willing to talk to everybody, man. He's, you know, hey, you know, come on, let's bring it. You got any questions? You know, he's open. Again, if you're streaming from an app or a third-party website or a link or anything like that and you don't have the number in front of you, that number is 929-477-3872. And then press 1, and we'll bring you on. We're talking to Kay Davis, the Hitman, nephew of Dougie Fresh. His single, Doug Fresh, on Spotify and all streaming platforms, is produced by Dougie Fresh himself. So, so we'll be playing the record again for people that's just now tuning in, too. Yeah, again, if you're streaming from your phone, just press 1, and we'll bring you on. If you're streaming from your phone, just press 1. All right. Before I pass the mic back to Sharika, I wanted to ask you, more people lighting up the phone lines. Let's go ahead and take them right quick. Caller in the 680-697, you're on the air. Who is this?
How's it going, everybody? It's George J. Hunter, host of the Joe Podcast. How's it going, man?
J.O.,
how
you doing?
Doing good. I had a quick question. You know, it's probably a redundant question. I just want to ask Hitman, how was it like having a legendary uncle like Dougie Fresh that meant a lot to the hip-hop game?
Man, it's grateful to have it, but it's kind of like, you know, putting the work in, you got to keep up to that expectation, man. You got to stay sharp and live up to that name and that legacy. It's definitely a great feeling, you know. It's a great feeling. But it's hard work. If you, the work and pain, you got to put it in. Yeah, you
got
to put it
okay.
in. Okay.
Yeah, got you. How was it like, how was it like the era you growing with hip-hop, how much has it affected you as an artist?
This era or the other era?
The era you grew up in, the era you were influenced by.
Oh, man, that made me strong as ever. That made me strong because everybody was different. You know, you had all kinds of styles, and you was allowed to be yourself, and you was allowed to do what you was allowed to have more creative control and be more original. There's nothing wrong with this era, but I don't see lack of originality. I see everybody just trying to compete to see who's the hardest, So back then it was like, yo, we're going to go in a drink. We're going to hit the club with our own sound, our own record. You had New Jersey, Mississippi, Chicago, wherever you was from, you bring your own flavor to the table. And that's what made it hip-hop. Everybody was different. You know, and it made me, like, it made me strong. It made me have longevity. It put more passion into my music. And it gave me more, it gave me an open mind to create whatever I wanted to create and not be scared to let the people hear it. You know?
Okay. If there's any artist that you can collab with in the new era, who would it be?
Fabio. Definitely Fabio. I like Lil Durk a whole lot. Lil Durk. I definitely want to get Lil Boosie on a joint. Definitely. That's like, that dude right there, yeah, him. I collaborate with mostly anybody from New Era. You know, long as they, you know, long as their mind is right and they see the vision I see, I definitely collab with Fabio, though. He hot. Him, yeah, he's hot. Boosie. Boosie, one of my favorites.
Okay, the last thing I wanted to say, I wanted to network with you. I was wondering if you were interested in coming on my podcast, enjoy a podcast. You know, I'm an up-and-coming podcaster. I was wondering if you was interested in coming on the show and being a guest and talk about your passion, et cetera.
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm down. Just set it up. I'm with it. Let's make it happen. Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, yeah. J.O., I'm going to put y'all together, man, so we can go on ahead and make that happen, set some dates up.
Yeah, let's do it. God, do it. Thank you for the opportunity,
yes,
man.
Yes.
I appreciate that, man, for real.
No problem, man. Appreciate you wanting to come on and be a guest, man.
All right, now, let's make it happen.
Good. Definitely, J.O. Thank you. J.O., you also got some things you want to plug, too, upcoming episodes and stuff, too, right? You want to go ahead and plug it right quick?
Oh, yeah. Also, I got a battle. It was supposed to be happening Monday, but I got a battle coming up on Wednesday, which is tomorrow, Battle Rap Championship Night. Monster vs. Devilino on Flip vs. Mad Max. It'll be dropping tomorrow, 8 p.m. Eastern, and stay tuned for that.
I'll be there.
Oh, yeah.
I love battle rapping.
Definitely. And shout out to Flip, man. Flip, we're going to have him on the we're going to have Flip on the program very soon. I don't have the calendar in front of me. But yeah, Flip is also one of the battle rappers that's in the battle that's going to be showing up on the digital meet and greet very soon. So, definitely, man. J.O., thank you for calling in. Thank you for your support. I'm going to link you all together so we can get some dates, you know.
Okay, guys, appreciate that, Jay.
Definitely. Thank you, too.
Definitely. Thank you, Sam.
Oh, yes. All right. We're going to take some more calls. Anybody else? Okay. We got some more callers coming in. Caller in the 424-222. You're on the air. Who is it?
What's going on, Jay? It's your boy, Rob.
Rob, how you doing?
I can't complain.
You know, it's been a minute since you called in, man.
Yeah, man. I've been doing a lot of classes and doing little things with this crypto and this NFT, but I've been watching, man. I'm really happy to see what's been going on with the show too. Bro, I want to congratulate you on that.
Oh yeah, man. You know it's a different show. You know.
Yeah.
You know, no longer Blacktopia. We're doing digital meet and greet with people. You know.
Yeah, and what I've been listening, I've been tapped in. I just every once in a while I'll tap in and listen to it. You know what I mean? Just to follow, man, and support you.
Yeah. Oh yeah, thank you, man.
Yeah.
Thank you for streaming.
So what I wanted to ask, I guess, was when we're talking about MC and you're a cousin of one of the greats and of an era of impeccable MC. My question to you is this, and I've always wanted to kind of ask a lot of top-tier MCs. You know, everybody's claiming top five, go this, that, and third. Here's my question. If you like battle rapping, if you like MCing, right, that's mm-hmm. the era that you feel who we are with this rap game, do you feel that the top head, in order for you to be the great, you must always defend that title?
Yes. You gotta defend it because there's always somebody that feels they're greater than you. And defending your title don't have to mean you have to have the best lyrics or the best battle rap. It just means you have to outwork them. You gotta outwork them. Like, you gotta make the most records. You gotta have the most hits. and you got to always have a record that, it don't have to be number one, but you have to have, you have to have like content. The more content, the greater you are. See, people get it twisted, right? They feel like you got to have the best lyrics and the best bars and the best, and the best number one songs of the world. Nah, that's not being great. Great is who has the most content. Like, you know,
so we talking about, I guess where I'm going with this, I'm talking about, I'm a Venera MCing. We talk about that underground battle, you know what I mean? You get in and you get in a cypher and it happens what it is. I'm talking about that. Like, I'm talking about the era of MCing and rap when it was, where it was conceived from, right? Like, my thought was, the way that we engage this top, you know, where everybody's talking about this GOAT situation, and I think it's now turned into not necessarily just the bars. Or the, well, it's always going to be the bars. It's going to be about what you say. The greatest impact,
right,
is what you make your GOAT. And it seems as though, and the reason why I ask you this question is because, you know, we're always going back and forth over this whole discussion about why Hov doesn't respond and why that he needs to respond, or any underground MC that is, you know, not getting the opportunity to really push past the situation, so that we can actually cultivate this, cultivate the competitive side of this situation. Like when Kendrick jumped out there and just shot everybody in the face, you know what I'm saying? The responses, I was waiting for the responses, you know what I mean? I was waiting for people to get back at him. That's what I mean by that. It doesn't, like, you know, you can have billions and you can have notoriety and this and this and that, but I think impact is what pushes the card, I suppose, in any one of the situations. And I think that's how, even when you find yourself in underground and in the ciphers, would you agree that impact is one of the biggest things that pushes our culture?
Yes, I agree. And without that impact, then, you know, I mean, you spoke it clearly as possible. That impact is important. An impact is gonna either make you or break you. You know, the bigger the impact, the bigger the impact, the longer your name will survive. So you're definitely correct.
So you believe, Jay, when you get back to the mic, huh? And let somebody challenge you, huh?
Yep. You gotta get, even if he get back to the mic and make girl song, look, he got to get back to the mic and do something. He can't not speak. Because if he don't speak, then his title is going to be taken. You see, you see how Kwame came out, right? And Biggie said that one line,
right.
your star player right. Like Kwame and them fucking polka dot. That was it for him. If Kwame,
right.
If Kwame would have responded to Biggie, his career wouldn't have been over. You see?
True, but then the other part that I would say is this. I mean, you take that Cannabis LL situation where actually Cannabis got destroyed because LL had what he had. You know what I mean?
The clout. Because LL didn't destroy Cannabis off of lyrics. He didn't. He destroyed them because he was L.
Because he had the impact.
Cannabis was too much for him. I think Cannabis was a beast. And, like when KRS-One battled MC Shan, MC Shan wasn't really a battle rapper, but Chris, he went at the whole bridge. That's what made the battle so intense. He dissed the whole Queens Bridge. The bridge is over.
Which, that's what you're supposed to do as an MC, though, right? You're supposed to go for the jugular.
Yeah. Yeah. Damn right. You got to go for – don't diss the artist. Diss where they're from. That's how you win. Like when Tupac did hit him up, Tupac went a little too deep. He went so deep where it's like, damn, oh man. He turned into
that was a whole other situation, though.
Yeah,
that was a whole different situation.
Ice Cube did Jack of the Beast, and he did No Vaseline. That was serious. That was serious.
Yeah.
That's why they great.
I enjoyed them days.
Me too.
I enjoyed them days where cats used to get at each other and not.
World
I'm saying.
That was it.
Yeah.
Now, you see what you said?
I enjoyed them days where cats used to get at each other and then turn into gunplay.
You sparked the whole flame right now. What you just said sparked the whole flame where if cats would just do that again, instead of pulling a gun out and killing each other, just battle them. Like Harlem World. They were, when Mo D crushed Busy in Harlem World, they didn't fight.
Yeah.
They battled and that was it.
Yeah. Yeah. I wish Wiz and Tim would actually do a cypher instead. You know, I like the Versus joint. But I really want to, I mean, we were growing up when we were talking about who we like to see go against each other. We were talking about really going against each other. So I would really love to see somebody come. Yeah, back. That, I mean, I would love to see somebody come up with that, and you get to actually, like, but when I seen Cassidy do that, you know what I'm saying, you know what I mean, that do his joint where he was talking about, imagine if such and such went against such and such, and you seen the billboard, the pole, the telephone pole billboards that he had, I was like, bruh, that is the one. If you put that on pay-per-view, oh, that would be just, man.
I think you should try to start that up. I mean, I'm down with that.
Cassidy's trying to lose their career, though, bro. Cassidy's trying to lose their career. That's the reason why.
You know how they won't lose their career? If they participate. Even if you lost the battle, you still had heart to battle. So, niggas, look at that. That nigga was up there.
Nah, not in this era, man. Because you get on the – you get on the internet, and they'll tell you apart.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, do you think that the internet's cancel culture would allow real battling to go down, or would just be
nah? They won't. Nah, not at all. We talking some street shit. You got to get a nice little nightclub and have it there and then stream it. That's how you got to pull that one off.
Bet. Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Bet. I could see that. Definitely can see that. Well, I appreciate talking to you, brother. I ain't gonna hold you up because I know there's other callers.
This was fun.
Yeah, man. We hip hop heads, bro. We way back in the day. You know what I'm saying?
Word up.
Yeah.
Definitely.
That's what I love, man. But I appreciate you, bro. I salute you. You know what I'm saying? And keep up the good work and keep the culture moving.
I will. Hip hop all day.
All day.
Oh can yeah.
All right, Jay.
Rod, before you go.
Yeah.
You there?
Uh-huh.
You go, man. I'm you get a chance to check out the single or you came in later?
Nah, you just hit me, so I just check. I've got to jump right on in it.
I'm just not getting the flyers.
But you know what I'm saying, like I said, just from the cloth that he's cut from, I already know it's fire.
Oh yeah.
Just from the
association,
I already know he's fired. And I'm talking about Beyond Family. He got an error in him that tells me different.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
definitely.
We come from that boom bap era.
Yeah.
All day.
Oh yeah, the
it.
Golden era. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No disrespect to these new cats. I used to be like that, you know, and I used to talk like that, and I remember back when we jumped in the situation. I just think that, you know, everybody's changing titles. I think that's what makes it really a hard thing for people to adjust with. Like, it used to be just hip-hop. Now it's the culture.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
You have these different eras that you go through, you know what I'm saying? You had the pioneer era of hip hop. You had, you know what I'm saying, the golden era of hip hop. You had the purest era of hip hop. You had gangsta rap. It's just the titles, I think, that make people, you know, see it in different ways, but the impact is where you got to really look at it. Like, what does it do? What is it? How does it push? How does it move? And to be honest with you, it's done incredible things for all of our communities, you know what I mean? Even though it's done negative things, it's done incredible things for all of our community because, you know, the voice still brings people together to this day, no matter what. You know, the late great Nip showed us it was real simple, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I wish Dude would have been around a little bit longer to keep on pushing the message and everybody else would have got a chance to collab on that message. But we're gonna keep doing what we're doing. I'm just glad to see over the years, all the things that have happened that have helped us all build. I mean, look at it. We got more owners of so many different places. We got.
Yep.
It's a crazy thing to watch, man. It really is. To watch these old heads jump in and now become owners of this and that, and to watch, you know, new methods and ways. And, you know what I mean? We come from a spot where they told us we would never get into certain places. And now they call us like, hey, you know, if we can't do this, then, you know what I mean? What's the point? You know what I mean? We're around the globe. It's a trip. You know what I mean? Like, I'm looking at people in different countries you know, break dance a different kind of way. Like, this is crazy. You know what I mean? These kids doing, they doing, you know, they break dancing and cats with lyrical cadences that are different. Man, I'm telling you. So I'm happy for the whole thing, man. I'm happy for it all, to be honest with you.
Oh, yeah.
It's like I said, man, we've come a long way, and I love to see cats that have – I love to see that we are in a time where the young and new are finally gelling with each other and understanding, okay, but now we're going to do the business of this thing, and we're going to do it the right way, and everybody's going to eat, and everybody's going to – you know what I mean? Everybody's going to move. And so I'm happy for it, man. I think it's great.
Definitely.
Oh, yeah.
So, but I appreciate that, man. I appreciate talking to you.
No doubt.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
Family.
Definitely,
right,
man. Thank you for calling.
Y'all go ahead
on
and take it easy, man. No worries, my man. And like I said, much success, blessings, brother. I appreciate both of y'all, and I'm looking forward to seeing all y'all, you know, succeed and you know what I'm saying, and prosper in the best way and be as impactful and help others be impactful. You know what I'm saying? That's how we move this thing, man, this thing called life. You dig?
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
True,
that's
indeed.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh,
all right,
yeah,
brothers.
Oh,
y'all,
yeah,
take it easy.
All right. Same to you. Okay. Definitely. Let's go ahead and take some more calls. Thank you, Rod. All right. Caller in the 585-557. You're on the air. Who is this?
Hi, this is Jocelyn Jackson calling from Rochester, New York.
Jocelyn,
hey.
Jackson.
Hey.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Nothing. Just checking in with y'all. I just had fell asleep. I said, oh, my God. I must have. I hope I didn't miss y'all guys. So I was going to tune in. So I'm glad y'all still on here.
Definitely.
Definitely. Thank y'all for, thank you for catching us.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
So you got
a
new single?
Yeah, it's called Doug Fresh. And what I'm doing right now is I'm trying to push the party back in the industry. Because, you know, the party left the industry a long time ago. So I didn't really feel like putting nothing out that was on a drill trap level because I did that. But I wanted to come through with something that was totally different to see what happened. I'm like, I'm trying to roll the dice. And bring the party back in the game, make you feel good in the club, dance, have a good time. You know, have fun with it. A little bit of fun ain't bad to have. You know what I mean?
Correct.
Definitely. And that's what we're missing
right
now.
We'll check it out.
Yeah. I believe you'll like it. If you like to dance, then you're definitely going to like it. You know, even if you
just
do a little two-step.
Yeah, you need something to dance to, something good vibes.
Right. You know, it's a nice song, you know, I mean. It's definitely a good song, and I believe that it's a good vibe. It'll make you feel kind of good when you're listening to it, you know? Yeah.
Okay, I'm about to check that out tonight. It's
I
out now?
You.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's out now.
Okay.
It's on Spotify. Right. Kate Davis, the Headman, Doug Fresh. The video is actually on it's playing on Video City, it's playing on BET. BET aired it last night. So, I mean, you might catch that. And like, I don't know how many times it's playing a day, but it's up there. It's definitely going to be hitting all the radio stations. You know, I'm just trying to move it real slowly, getting a response from the people. I want the people to choose it. Like, you know, when you do something,
okay,
sometimes people force things on you. Like, oh, you know how you hear a song, you hear it so many times, you're like, oh, I like it now. Now, I want the people to choose it so that it's the people's choice record. You know, that's what I want to do.
Yes.
It's about us, not them. You know, without the people, I can't be who I am because the people have to embrace me to be that guy. So that's what some artists leave out the people. And I want the people to join me on this so we could do it together.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't about me. It's about us.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm supposed to type in Kate Davidson, the Hitman?
Yeah, Kate Davis, the Hitman.
All
right. Oh, yeah.
Definitely Jocelyn. Yeah, record produced by Dougie Fresh. You know, just definitely check it out. Jocelyn, we appreciate you calling in. Was there anything else you want to say? Any other questions, anything? Because I know you're starting up a show, too, very soon. And shoot, perhaps we can get Kay Davis on your show.
I'm always working on something. I've come across his music before. I just had slacked off about being online and stuff. But me and him came across each other before. Him and his wife.
Ah, small world. Small world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
But you know something? You can find the new pages now. Matter of fact, you online?
Yeah, I'm still Jasmine Jackson.
All right, well, I'm gonna hit you with some information.
Oh, wait a minute.
Online.
I got two different acronyms, but I think I follow you on Instagram still, and I still follow on Mac Mommy on Facebook.
Okay, that's not my wife though. No.
Oh well, okay. I'm sorry.
No. Oh, she was my record producer. Yeah.
Okay, got it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Definitely. All right.
Kay Davis the Hitman.
All right.
All righty. Mm-hmm. Found you on there.
No doubt.
I'm adding you to my follow list on my Amazon Music.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. Yeah. Really appreciate it, Jocelyn.
All righty,
y'all. Small world.
All right. Yeah, it is. It's crazy.
Yes. Anything you want to plug right quick before we go to the next caller?
Yes, stay tuned. I'm working on getting the promo YouTube channel doing the interviews and stuff together. And I also got a new single out I just dropped called My Facts and Exacts.
Definitely.
It's out right now on all streaming platforms.
All streaming platforms, get it. Stream it. Yes.
Alrighty. Okay.
Let's go ahead and take some more calls. Thank you, Jocelyn.
Yes.
All right. Okay, whoever that was in the 702, you could call back if you're still streaming. You know, like I said, be patient. We're getting everybody before we wrap it up. Definitely thank you for your calls and the shout-outs. Also, definitely thank you for the people that's also hitting up the groups and the inboxes and stuff like that. You know I encourage y'all to call in because this is an interactive show. But for anybody that wasn't able to call in, because I know some people, people that work third shift that just wanted to pop it in and listen, you know, I definitely appreciate y'all for listening, especially to the truck drivers out there that tell me they listen to it, you know, while they hauling the loads and stuff like that. Definitely thank y'all for tuning in and stuff. I know y'all can't just jump on like that, but that we do appreciate you guys streaming, you know. And speaking of streaming, go to Kay Davis the Hitman on Spotify, stream the new record, Doug Fresh. Now, Kay Davis, I want to ask you, are all the upcoming records produced by Dougie Fresh as well, or who are the other producers you're working with?
Well, I'm working with DJ Green God, DJ King Assassin. I'm working with DJ Bronson, Legion Beats, the Dope Boys. I got some beats from Rick Hart. I got a couple of producers, man. It's a lot of producers I work on right now. You know, upcoming main DJ Quick Joint, and some West Coast producers. You know, I'm working with right now. Doug just produced that one to get it started, to get a direction going.
Okay, definitely. I mean, is he gonna do any other tracks with you though? I mean, I know he and his family, but. Yeah, I mean, is there anything else that you got but with him that's in the vault?
Yeah, we got something that we're doing together too. We got we're gonna do a bebop track. We're trying to work on it now. I actually did a rough of it, but we're gonna do it correctly. It's called Dream. It's called Night Dreams, and it's basically I'm talking about dreams I had. It's a slick, nice little record. It's like Lottie Dottie, but 2022 version, 23 version. It's gonna be dope. It's in the works now.
Nice. You got to let us break it, man.
Oh, definitely. I'm trying to get a remix with Doug on the Doug Fresh joint. So we're going right now.
Nice. Oh, yeah. You know, we got that video drop of him shouting out the record, shouting you out and everything. We got that in circulation as well. You know, everybody's loving it, man. Yes. Yeah, man, it's an honor and pleasure working with you and getting things out there, man. And we got a lot more, you know, stuff coming up.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. I got the movie I'm doing out there in Cali with Dogtown and Wu-Tang, a couple of Wu-Tang members. We filming on the 7th and 8th. That should be a nice little flick we're doing. And then once again, the Blade movie's coming out. I'm in that movie, the Blade joint. And it's another movie called L.A. The Set. And we're working with Rick Hard out of California, which is Snoop's cousin. And we're going to be getting that movie done soon. So we got three joints coming out. I got three movies out there already. Day and Night Part 1 and 2 and The Boss. They're on my Facebook page. And Day and Night Part 1 and 2 is on YouTube under Manson Bates. Just type in Day and Night Part 1 and 2. And it'll come up, full-fledged movies. Independently filmed, just to set the mood off a little bit, you know.
Nice.
Yeah, got a tour coming up too, y'all. Yeah. Nice little tour coming up in the summer with 100.9 The Heat. It's with Mike Robb and DJ Waynack. We're going on a nice little 24-city tour. And it should be fun. It should be real fun.
Definitely, definitely. We're looking forward to that, man. Any tour dates you want to share with us and want us to get us out, that you want us to get out, man, definitely get it over to me, man, and we'll make that happen.
All right, cool. That's what's up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Definitely, definitely. JT, you still with us? Sharika.
Yeah, I'm here.
Definitely, definitely. Definitely. Yeah. Anything y'all want to? Any other things y'all want to chop it up with? Anything y'all want to say to Kate Davis? Any other questions?
Well, there was just a couple of questions that I had. Just, you know, put them in the hot seat for a little bit. So I heard the young lady touch on a little subject about a significant other, but you said that was not your significant other. What is situation at the present moment for all the lady listeners out there that
well, I have my significant other, and she's a beautiful woman, and you know, you'll see her shortly with me. She's always with me all the time. That's definitely a beautiful thing. And the other person that he was talking about is just my record producer. That's not my significant other at all. It's like, you know, when people see things online, they tend to think that's what it is, but it's not. It's just, it was a record label I was signed to, and that was that. That was it. My significant other is a beautiful person, and my children are beautiful, and that's it. You know, I don't really put my business online like that or out in open like that. I keep them where they need to be at, keep them safe. But that wasn't my significant other at all.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay, well, the ladies out there, he's off the market, you know, has a significant other and, you know, beautiful children. Much respect to you and your lady and your kids and stuff. So, you know, I like the music. I'm going to definitely listen out for more music that you have to come. I'm highly interested. So, you know, much success to you on all of your endeavors with your movies coming up and everything. It definitely sounds like you're branching out all over the place. So, can't wait to hear big things.
Definitely, definitely. I mean, the Doug Fresh record mean a lot to me, y'all. So go out there and stream that. I'll be performing that live in different venues throughout the country, throughout the states. And my stage show is something for you to see. I'm just telling y'all right now, if y'all want to definitely come with a towel. Come with a towel, y'all. Come with a towel. I'll make you sweat all night. That's right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
right.
Yes.
Hey, did you have any more callers, or did you have anything you wanted to add?
I just want to say continued success, man. I look forward to upcoming interview opportunities that I got with you. And, again, continuing that olive branch, any music, Big Bull Radio going to spin it for you. And continue to keep your feet, man, and boots to the ground, and letting them know that you're trendsetting, that it ain't about the thing of following in anybody's steps. You creating your own steps. And it's just great to see that what you got, you building off that momentum, man. keep doing that thing, man. And here, all of us at the Digital Meet and Greet, man, we stand behind you 1,000%. We in the gap. We pushing the music. Love what you're doing. Keep doing your thing, my bro.
Definitely. I appreciate it, man. I'm never going to stop this. And my next level is to just make great music, y'all, and just stay here. Stay alive.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Definitely, man. You got a whole big future of stuff, you know, coming out, you know. Yeah. In the immediate future, though, what you got coming up in the next couple of weeks or, you know, later on in the month?
Okay, I got the California trip I'm doing with the movie. I got a show, two shows. I got a big show in Greenville, North Carolina, with Doug. It's me, Doug, and DJ Skills, and I think it's Chubb Rock. And we got a show out there in, I think it's Redondo, California, with the Rap Mothers, doing something with the Rap Mothers out there. Then I got New York City on the 30th at Lehman College with Smooth B. And then we have the King of Diamonds in Atlanta. That's going to be next month. And I got, you know, spread out shows. A lot of them spread it out. I don't got full dates in front of me, but them are the dates I got right now. We're definitely going to be on the road. And if you want to book K. Davis the Hitman, contact Jonathan Coleman. Contact Jonathan Coleman. And
yes,
he'll get it right for me.
Definitely, man. Yeah, we're making more power moves.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. Oh, yes. Okay. Well, we're gonna do a last call for the callers, and you know, this is the fog hour. We're about to wrap it up soon, you know. So if anybody wanna say anything, you're welcome to do it now. Speak now or wait until, you know, we have them again on another episode or something like that. So if you're streaming from your phone, all you gotta do is just press 1, and we'll bring you on. If you're streaming from an app or a third-party website or a link or anything like that, and you don't have the number in front of you, that number is 929-477-3872, and then press 1, and we'll bring you on. We're talking to K. Davis the Hitman, nephew of the legendary Dougie Fresh. The new single, Doug Fresh, is produced by Dougie Fresh himself. Just keeping the legacy alive, keeping it going. Actually, I know a lot of people requested for us to play it again for the people that are still streaming, that tuned in late, that didn't get a chance to check it out. We're going to play it again right quick, and we'll pop back in. So we'll play Doug Fresh right quick. Here we go, and then we'll come back.
Type of chick I wanna see in my hood. Oh Lord, yeah, I wanna give her to a body on fire. Put a little wiggle to ya. Get it loose, lady. Yeah, you the truth, lady. We can ride out, lean back in Mercedes. 2022, you grown, girl, you 22. I'm a bronze, dude, I show you what the money do. Big house, big car, something stunners do. Let a nigga act up, try to come at you. I exercise my muscles like one or two. And you a bad bitch, yeah, it's only one of you.
Girlfriend, put her on the floor, see it.
You gon' dance, girl.
get nasty. We gon' dance, girl, get nasty. We gon' dance, girl, get classy. We gon' dance, girl, get nasty. I want everybody to back up from the rope. Back up from the rope. It's gonna happen right now. It's going down. She gon' get it. She gon' get it. We all gon' get it. Let's go.
Get it, girl. Let me see.
Let me see.
Drop down on the floor. Do the E.
Do the E.
Get it, girl. Do the back. Let me see you hit the floor. Go crazy. Get it, girl. Let me see.
Let me see.
Drop down on the floor. Do the E.
Do the E.
Get it, girl. Do the back. Let me see you hit the floor. Go
fresh.
Get it, girl. Let me see.
Let me see.
Drop down on the floor. Do the E.
Do the E.
Get it, girl. Do the back. Let me see you hit the floor. Go
fresh.
Get it, girl. Let me see.
Let me see.
Drop down on the floor. Do the E.
Do the E.
Get it, girl. Do the back. Let me see you hit the floor. Go
fresh.
Oh yes, Doug Fresh. For anybody that missed it and requested it, we played it again for y'all. Throw some claps on it. Definitely, definitely. I appreciate all the people that's streaming, that's loving the joint. You know, Kay Davis, man, it is a pleasure having you on. Thank you for all the listeners, all the callers, all the people that showed love. You know, yeah, it was a great episode. It was a great night.
Mm-hmm. Oh, tomorrow's going to be a better day, y'all. Back to the studio.
Oh, yeah. Yes, yes. Also, if you want to, you know, you want to get at Kay Davis, just hit me up. Like he said in the beginning of the program, just hit up Jonathan Coleman. If you're listening to this show, you already know how to get connected to me, more than likely. You know, you can get at me on Instagram at JAYFORNOW. You know, email me info@themediablast.net. And, yeah, and Sharika Stevens is working on a show, too. That'll be on Spreaker. You know, whenever we get that launched, we'd love to have you on her show as well.
Definitely. Let's do it. Let's do it. Set it up.
Yes, yes. And plus, you know, he's also Kay Davis, the hitman, is also going to appear on an upcoming edition of the Elite Gents, hosted by JT. Plus, we're also going to funnel him through Big Woo Record. Radio, Big Woo Radio as well. So, yeah.
We're going to be busy this year, y'all. So hit that line up, get them bookings in for the summer.
Oh, yes. Definitely, definitely. All right, well, we're about to finally wrap it up. We're going to take a few more last-minute calls, and then we're going to say our final words. So if you're streaming from your phone, all you have to do is just press 1, and it will bring you on. If you're streaming from your phone, all you have to do is just press 1, and it will bring you on. We're talking to Kay Davis, the Hitman, you know, which is the nephew of Dougie Fresh. His new single, Doug Fresh, is produced by Dougie Fresh. Yeah, and then, you know what? Even if you just want to say, hey, it was a great show, you know, or hey, you guys do anything.
And right now, and right now we're taking all industry questions right now. The last industry questions, y'all.
Oh yes. You want to talk about talk business, wanna talk cross promotion, wanna talk about booking Kay Davis for upcoming shows, go on ahead and do it, you know, because Kay Davis ain't gonna hit you in the head right now. You know, he said he's gonna be nice about it. You know, he's gonna hit you with the big fees if you wanna book him for something, you know. So get them while you can, because it's about to get hotter this summer.
Very much.
Oh, yeah. So press 1 if you're streaming from your phone, and we'll bring you on. And if you're streaming from an app or a third-party website or a link or anything like that, give us a call at 929-477-3872 and then press 1, and we'll bring you on. I know some of y'all that are on the apps or on the links, I know it's a delay. I know y'all tell me it's a delay, so y'all get the number later, but, hey, you know, I don't know what to tell you. Just, you know, jump on. Now, if you don't have nothing to write the phone number, if you don't have it in front of you, it's 929-477-3872, and then press 1, and we'll bring you on. All right, I guess nobody else, everybody good. Thank y'all for hitting me up in the inbox and, you know, enjoying the program and stuff like that. Thank you. You definitely streamed the record on Spotify. JT, is there any last words, any last things you want to say?
Man, it was a dope show, man. Like I say, man, Kay Davis came through. Dope track, dope moves, dope spirit. Keep pressing forward, my bro. Everything.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate it.
Doing your thing, man.
Thank you.
Yes. Sharika.
Yes.
Stevens, any last words, anything you want to say?
I would just like to say thank you so much, Kay Davis. It was a pleasure speaking with you, getting to know more about you, your music, and, you know, just your message to everyone out there. You know, many blessings to you, your family, continued success with your music and all the movie endeavors and everything that you have going on. For anybody who wants to hit me up, my name is Sharika Stevens, Sharika_Stevens on Instagram. You can hit me up, follow me. More to come from me soon, along with JT and Jay Tillman.
Yes. Definitely. Kay Davis, you want to leave us with some last-minute plugs or last-minute things you want to shout out before we close it down?
I just want to tell everybody to stay safe, stay positive, and keep it hip-hop, y'all. I salute everybody on the line.
Definitely. Thank you. We appreciate you.
You're welcome.
Yes, definitely. Thank you for your time. And we got a lot more good things coming up. You guys don't have to go home, but you got to get off this thing. Good night.
And good night.
Good night.